Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful, wonderful day. Again, I know I said it this morning, but what a beautiful day the Lord's given
us. Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's just beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. It's been a busy day, and I know it's just a wonderful time to reflect on so many memories, so many good things, and just want to just lift up the Lord and give Him all the honor and glory. I know we've talked about our prayer request, and it's something that as a church we really believe in prayer and believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and just love Him. But as we think about all the prayer requests been going across on the text blast, those that are in our prayer box, those that you see on the screen, those spoken and unspoken, let's just continue to lift each and every one up to the Lord. If you have a prayer request tonight, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You again, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Lord, we just want to praise You. We want to worship You, dear Lord. We just want to honor You in everything that's said and done in this service tonight, dear Lord. We ask that You'll just receive our songs of praise, dear Lord. Every instrument played, Lord, every heart that's lifted up to You. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight now, dear Lord, there are those that are struggling. Lord, we want to place them in Your hands, dear Lord. There are those that have lost loved ones. There are those that are sick and shut in and not able to be with us this evening, dear Lord. There's those in nursing homes and assisted living. But, dear Lord, most of all, You are the great I am, dear Lord, and we just place in each and every situation into Your mighty hands. Dear Lord, we ask for Your protection, dear Lord, for Your Spirit to give us that uplifting lift that we need, dear Lord, for that power that only You can give us. Dear Lord, again, as we come together for service, dear Lord, may we put our mind on You. May we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, we ask that You'll bless the man of God as he brings forth Your message tonight. Lord, strengthen and guide us, dear Lord, and let Your will be done. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Praise God. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, they were playing this a minute ago. Turn to page 333, I'll Fly Away. Need y'all to help. I'm used to having the choir behind us.
I'll fly away.
joy and praise. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Want to thank all those that have been helped with the Operation Christmas Child, with the shoe boxes that we do each and every year. I'd like just to say that we're going to give it a week or so in the announcements, and they're in the process of organizing. Those of you that have already signed up that you're going to donate something, we'll have the dates for you when we come back, and then we'll just get everything set up. But really excited about how fast this year's going. It's already halfway through October, and it's not very far that we'll have to get everything organized. But Miss Elaine will have all the information for us. Praise God. Praise God. Any other announcements?
No? Getting ready for our Christmas play practice to start. There's not a lot of speaking lines except for some puppets. But we will have a full manger scene, and we're going to need people to be in it. So be ready to say yes when you get asked.
Amen. 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 And if that's a burden on your heart, or you feel like you don't have a place to fit in, that's a perfect time just to give your time to the Lord. And just it's always an exciting time when the drama teams get together, the youth and the adults. Praise God. Brother Bitchy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please? Sure. You want to? Go right ahead. Go ahead, Brother Trey. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord,
And then after her, Miss Karen, if you would come after. Put you on the spot.
something else on my mind, but this song's on my heart. Y'all worship as I sing. As we sing, sometimes it takes a mountain. Face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I must admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I must admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a home. To get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you. Against a wall, and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name, oh, then you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You'll see the darkness go as your faith begins to grow. You're not alone. How can you be lonely when everything falls apart? Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Praise His name.
What a powerful song that is. Amen. There's so much truth in that. Amen. When the hurt is there, if we'll just praise the hurt away, whether that's physical hurt or spiritual hurt or anxiety or whatever the situation is, we know that God is able. Just speak the word. Amen, and God will make a way for each and every need. Isn't God great to us? Amen. We love Him so very much. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Brother Tony's going to be preaching for us tonight, but before he comes, I just want to make the announcement that tomorrow here at 3 o'clock, Brother Marvin Bailey's funeral service will be held here. So you're invited to be able to come. If you can't, please be much in prayer for the Bailey family, the girls especially. They've lost their dad, and the grandkids have lost their pawpaw. But Brother Marvin's in a better place. We know that. Amen. Thank God that he was ready to meet the Lord. But just keep them in your prayers that God would sustain them during that time. I know they're going to miss him a great deal. And we just be praying for him. Amen. Brother Tony, come. Give us what the Lord has laid upon your heart. I appreciate this young man so very much. Especially after what he did for us this morning. I mean, it was amazing. Never think be able to thank him enough.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This morning, I just got to be the mouthpiece. It's not like I did it. How many people know that we are not meant to live defeated lives?
Amen.
We are not meant to be defeated. We're not meant to be beat down, torn down, wore down. We are not meant to be defeated.
Amen.
I don't know why, but sitting over here tonight, that's all I could think about, is we are not meant to be defeated. So many times we are beat down. So many times we are torn down. So many times we feel like it's our fault that we'll never have victory because of all I've done. But tonight I want to tell you that it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what your past is like. It doesn't matter what you think you've done, what you've been through, what you've faced. None of that matters. All that is to build you for a greater testimony.
Right.
Tonight, sitting over there, I don't know why, it was just on my heart. Hopefully it goes with the message. But it was just on my heart that we are not meant to live a defeated life. If you'll go with me to Judges chapter 16. This may seem a little familiar to Brother Jim. He was in his Sunday school this morning. Judges chapter 16, we're going to read verses 15 through 17. Judges 16, 15 through 17. It says, "And she said unto him, How canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man." Brother Jim, would you mind saying a prayer, please?
Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we do praise your name tonight.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we thank you, thankful for the opportunity we have to hear your word. Lord, we ask now that you'll bless this man of God, dear Lord. Bless the message, dear Lord. May you use him. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings.
Jesus' name. Thank you, brother. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. We're talking about Samson here. You know, Samson was born, the angel come down. His mother was not supposed to have children. The angel come down, said, you're going to have a child. Don't drink strong drink. Don't eat anything unclean, and you're going to have a son. She told her husband. Her husband was like, well, if this is so, let's pray God will do it again. So he come back and told her the same thing. Samson was born. Samson got older. He had strength from God. He had an anointing from God. They said, a razor should not come upon his head. How many people in here, I'll do my best to try to tie this, but how many people has ever had joy unspeakable in their life? How many people in here has ever had a peace that surpasses all understanding? How many people has ever had a happiness that nobody could tear apart? And how many people have truly loved that no one could take it away? You see, Samson had the strength of God. He had strength from God. We was talking this morning, and I don't believe Samson looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger and was a big, muscular guy. I believe he was probably, maybe he looked like me. But when God's Spirit come on him, he could do amazing things because it was through the Spirit of God. This has been on my heart all day. I don't know why, but I feel like a lot of times we give up our joy. We give up our peace. We give up our happiness. And we give away our love. Sometimes we feel like we're unlovable because of the life we've lived before. Sometimes we feel like we don't deserve to have happiness. Sometimes we feel like peace is a thing of the past. And joy is something I'll never see again. You see, Samson told Delilah what his secret was. Three times she had asked him, and he tricked her. And in the three times, she tried everything he told her. Finally, she kept on and on and on, says, so that his soul was vexed unto death. He was sick of hearing her on and on and on. It's like, oh my goodness, please just stop. So what did he do? He gave in and he told her where his strength lies. You see, a lot of times the devil doesn't come against us just one time. A lot of times he don't just walk in once, and when you tell him no, he just turns around and leaves, Sister Wendy. He sticks with you, and he's like, I will beat you down, I will wear you down, and I will tear you down. And he'll make us feel like we're unlovable. He'll make us feel like there is no peace, there is no joy, there is no happiness in our life. He will tell us that you don't deserve it. Because you're not good enough of a person, Sister Elaine, to have that love, that peace, and that joy. He's 100% right. I'll never be a good enough person to have the love, the joy, the peace, and the happiness of God. But thank God that it's by His grace that He's seen that I was good enough to have it. You see, we go through trials where the devil will slide in little by little. And he'll start beating you down. And he'll start wearing you down. Little by little by little by little. And eventually, you're the type of person that I'll never give in to the devil. I'll never lose my joy. I'll never lose my peace. And before you know it, you turn around and you look. And you don't know when the last time you've had peace in your heart. You don't know when the last time you've had the true joy in your life. You see, joy doesn't come from materialistic things. They may make you happy for a time, but there's plenty of millionaires out there in the world now that are miserable in their life because they have no peace. They don't have true joy because they don't know where their true joy comes from. They think it comes from the things they can buy and the money they make and the things that they can do. But none of that matters. None of that matters in the end. You see, Samson finally had enough of it. And he's like, I'll tell her so she'll leave me alone. I can't take it no more. And I look at my life and I wonder how many times have I let the devil wear me down to where I finally just said, okay. And I don't have the joy. I don't have the peace, the happiness, and I'm not showing the love. You see, in today's world, we're taught that I am first. No matter what you need, no matter what you want, I come first. And when I find the time that I can give a little bit, then I'll pray and think about you. The world we live in today teaches us that we have to accept everything except for this. We have to accept what the world tells us. We have to accept that we have to fall in order with them and do what they want. I'm not preaching political. I'm not even going that route. But I'm talking about the things where our kids these days, you get talking to the teenagers in the kids' church, and you see the things they face in school that they're told is normal, that they're told that they have to accept. I hope everybody in here knows that there's a time where you have to stand up for what you believe in. I've told my kids, if you come home and you're in trouble at school and they call me to come get you because you stood up for the Word of God, you stood up for what you believed in, and you told the truth, we'll go get ice cream when we leave the school. You will not be in trouble. But there's a time where we have to stand. There's a time where we have to realize the devil is attacking, and he's doing his best to tear us down. You see, I've never stressed and worried over much stuff in my life. When I was younger, I worried over dying. It just freaked me out a little bit. If I got thinking about it, I was just stressed over it. Well, I come and got prayer over it. Well, a while back, I started stressing over my kids a little bit. Lord, just keep them safe. Keep them safe. And first I was praying, Lord, just keep them safe. Keep them. Then it got, what if something happens to them? Katie's driving now. She's got Kylie. And not that Katie would do anything, but what if something happens? And before you know it, if you don't catch yourself, you will let the devil give you no peace, no joy, no happiness. He will destroy you, and he will take it away like that. From a person that does not usually stress over things, I don't usually worry over that stuff. And then I got thinking, you know, I don't even want to say this when I preach, because what if something does happen? Well, I'll tell you, what if it does happen? Then I know the King of Kings, and I know the Lord of Lords, and I know where my joy and my peace and my happiness comes from. And it's not from this world. And yes, my heart would be broken if something was to happen to one of my children, but I know that God has a plan. He's got a plan for me, he's got a plan for you, and he's got a plan for them. And I can't sit and stress and worry about things that I can't control. Amen. Because I will live a defeated life. I will live a life that has beat me down and tore me down. And I will miss out on my joy. I will miss out on my love. I will miss out on my happiness. And I will miss out on my peace. You see, that's what God's got for you. If you're facing a situation and you're going through stuff right now, God has this for you. Don't feel that you're too far gone. Don't feel that he does not care about you. Don't feel that, God, I deserve a defeated life. I've been a bad enough person that I deserve something bad to happen. Because that's not how he thinks. I know that's not how he thinks, because that's not what I think of my kids. If my kids do something wrong, I still want to give them the best that I can. And how much more does he want to give me the best that he can? He don't care what you've done wrong. God doesn't care about your past. The only thing that your past can do is open doors for testimonies for the future, so you can help people and you can say, hey, I've been there. Brother Keith Hembry is the most open about his past. He's probably the first person I've ever met like that. That just tells his heart, tells what he's been through. First time I met him, I was like, Lord, this guy's been through a lot. And I was like, I don't think I can get up here and say that stuff to people looking at me. But I love Brother Keith because he taught his heart. He gave you his whole heart. And he tells you, this is where God brought me from. Amen. This is where he's brought me to. Thank then he's still got more he's bringing him through. But there's so many lives that he's going to touch because of his testimony. When I was younger, I was raised in church my whole life. I've never really got, I mean, it's not that I've always done perfect or done right, but I've never really got out of the church a whole lot. I always wanted to go. I enjoyed it. And I always thought, man, I don't have a good a testimony as some of those people. I don't have a good a testimony as people that's been addicted or been through this. And then I got thinking, Lord, I'm so thankful that I didn't go through that. I hope my kids have that same testimony where they don't go through that. But the devil did. He started getting in my head about my kids. And I would stress. And I'm like, well, I don't want to really sit and bother Karen, because then she'll be stressing, we'll both be stressing. But I realized it wasn't nothing but the devil. Because when I lay down and I pray every night, I pray for my kids. When my kids were little, all three of them, we got pictures where they were dedicated to God. He's got them in His hands. Right. And there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. But one thing I will do is I will not live defeated.
Amen.
I will not live where He has took my joy. Amen. And He has taken my peace. And He has taken my happiness. I will not let Him have that. Because you see, we say the devil stole this and the devil stole that. But a lot of times we give it up to Him. Why do we give it to Him? Because it's easier to give in than it is to fight. It's easier to give in than it is to battle with Him. But there comes a point in time where we have to stand up and tell Him, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to sit there. You're going to have a fight on your hands, devil. You know, he may look at me and think that I'm nothing, and that's fine. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because I know who I serve. And I know that even the devil is subject to him. So whatever he brings against me, as long as I stand firm on God's word, then there's nothing he'll bring against me that I can't handle. Yeah, I'm going to go through battles and I'm going to go through storms. And the ship's going to rock and the sails are going to be torn. But you know what? That anchor is still going to hold. That anchor's never going to let go. That anchor is still going to hold tight.
Amen.
Samson was beat down. He was wore out. You can read in chapter, I think it was 14. It was the same way. His first wife did the same thing. He had told a riddle to the guys. They couldn't figure it out. And she, for 7 days, it says she was crying and whining to him over the same thing. And he finally given to her as well. He was like, Lord of mercy, I'll tell you if you'll just quit. A lot of times, that's exactly how we are with the devil. If you'll just leave me alone, give me a little peace, I'll give you this part. You can have this battle. But tonight, what I want to tell you, don't give him the battle. I don't care how small it is. I don't care if it's cancer, if it's a toothache, if it's a headache. I don't care if your big toe hurts. It don't matter what it is. Don't give the devil the victory. Don't give him the joy of beating you down and winning a battle, because he can't win the battle when we stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
You understand the power that we have through Christ, the power that we have through Him. We just a lot of times don't want to use it. Why? Because I may have to pray a little more. I don't got time as it is. More or less take time and pray a little more. Read a little more. I don't have the time. And I'm way too tired to get up a little bit earlier to be reading and studying a little more. Lord, you see how stretched thin I am right now. I mean, yeah, that's things I've told him. Yeah, I feel terrible for it. Because I feel like a lot of times he's like, well, you don't think I was stretched thin when I carried that cross up that hill for you? You don't think it hurt? You don't think it's something I didn't want to do? You don't think I'd rather just sit down or call down them legions of angels? But he didn't. Why? Because he knew the battle he had to face. He knew the only way that I could have the victory was for him to carry that cross. He won that battle, even though it looked like he lost at the time for 3 days. Thank God he rose. He rose from the grave. Samson told her the truth. She shaved his head. They come in on him, plucked his eyes out, and they made him work. Then they all got together, and they made sport and made fun of Samson. Look at this man who used to come and do what he used to do to us. Kill 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. He got mad and caught, I think it was 300 foxes, and burned their cornfields up. How many times have we took the blessings from yesterday, tried to still live on them today, but then not wanted to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory He deserved? We finally just give up and give in and said it's easier to just be defeated. It's easier to just be defeated. And I'm trying to find my other scripture. That's what happens when you're writing in 100 different places. In John chapter 15, verses 9 through 12. I may come back to Judges. John 15, 9 through 12. Sometimes we get so lost. Sometimes we're so far gone that we feel like we could never have victory again. Sometimes we feel like the joy is gone and will never be restored. Sometimes we feel like the battles are too hard. We feel like they're too heavy. And we feel like I can't bear them, Lord. Unfortunately, sometimes we give up and give Him the victory of the battle. Sometimes it ignites a fire in us. And sometimes when that fire gets lit, we decide then, I've had enough of it, devil. I've always tried to be a pretty peaceful person. My dad's always was a quiet person growing up. But there's a certain point you can push him to, and then you're going to know how you feel. There's a certain point that all of us can be pushed to, no matter how nice and how kind you are. Some people can push us there a lot quicker than other people. But there's a certain point where you can be pushed to, and then it says, all right, devil, I've had enough of it. And I've always been the type of person that I never like to be told I couldn't do something. I'm not talking about don't steal or nothing like that. In my job, I don't think I was ever the best at anything, but I did not want somebody to tell me I could not do something, because in my head, that little switch flipped. I'm like, all right. It didn't matter if I feel like I may get hurt. It didn't matter, because I was like, they're not going to tell me I can't do it. But you see, when it comes to my spiritual life, a lot of times if I felt like I couldn't do it, then I would just lay down and not do it. But then I got thinking of what all God's done for me in my life. Then I got thinking where He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Then I got thinking where He said, you are more than conquerors. Then I got thinking of how good He's been to me. And He said that He's got my back. So then I said, okay, you're going to try to make me stress and worry about my kids. I tell you what, how about I start reading a little more? How about I start praying a little more? How about I start seeking God a little bit more? How about I start getting a little more serious in my prayer life? How about I start witnessing a little more? That's fine. Come on and beat me down. Try to tear me down. And I'm going to show you what else we can do, because I've not truly been living to my fullest potential for God. So how about tonight we start living for Him with our fullest potential? And if the devil wants to tear you down, if he wants to come against you, then say, okay, we'll see what more havoc we can wreak against you, devil. We'll see how many more souls we can win. Because you see, we sit complacent a lot of times. God, I've been fighting these battles and I'm struggling. You don't need me to go tell these people. I don't care what kind of battle you're facing or how much joy you've lost or peace you've lost right now. You go tell people what God's done for you. You go tell Him how good. Because if He can tell you, you're not worthy enough. If He can tell you that you don't even got joy in your own life, Sister Lane, how can you tell Sister Susan about joy? I can tell you because I've experienced it before. Even though I may be struggling on the inside a little bit, even though I may be hurting on the joy, I can tell you that He's here with me. I can tell you that I'm going to overcome these obstacles, that this little battle that I'm facing, because when I start telling Him about His joy, then it's going to remind me how good He's been to me. Then it's going to remind me what He's done in my life for me. Because it's going to get me looking back. And it's going to get me thinking, oh, what He's done for me in my life. Oh, how He's healed. Oh, how He's moved and He's delivered. That's right, because then it's going to start stirring it up. And once it gets stirred up, then here He comes, because God is going to reign. He's going to move and He's going to deliver.
Yes, He will.
You see, we got to quit letting Him beating us down. We got to start stirring it up. Tell everybody how good God's been to you. I don't care if you're having a bad week. Tell them how good He is. Tell Him how good He is when you're hurting. Tell Him the joy you have when the devil's trying to take it from you. Tell Him about the peace you have. Tell Him about the happiness that cannot be taken from you.
That's
because it doesn't come from this world. And tell them about the love. If there's nothing else Christians should do, we should be able to tell about the love. Because there's a man that carried a cross for me and for you. And if that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. You see, a lot of times we don't have to have people outside the church tearing Christians down, because we do it ourselves inside the church. I hate to see people start tearing each other down. I hate even more to see people in the church, and I'm not just talking about this church, I'm talking about the church, start tearing each other down. Because you see, if we can come together in unity, and I'm not just talking about as one, I'm talking about as one in the Word of God, then you'll start seeing a move of God. You want to see a revival? Come together in one in the Word of God. Get in one mind and one accord like they did up there in the upper room. You want to see as a rushing mighty wind come through? Get in one mind and one accord. In John 15, 9 and 12, 9 through 12, it says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you. If you feel like your joy has been stolen, if you feel like you ain't as joyous as you once was, listen. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, these are in red letters, so this is Jesus talking, in case y'all were wondering. This ain't Peter or John or Paul. This is Jesus. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That your joy might be full. If you feel like you've had the devil take away a little bit of your joy, just remember what Jesus said, that his joy would remain in us, and that your joy, Sister Elaine, would be full. Not just Brother Jim's joy, not just Sister Susan's joy, but that your joy would be full, because God has got a calling and a purpose and a blessing coming for you. I believe it with all that I have. We've let our joy be taken. We've let it be stole. We've let it go like a thief in the night. But Jesus said that your joy might be full. It's not his will that my joy be taken. It's not his will that I am not happy. It's not his will that I don't have peace. But he says that my joy remain in you, and that your joy might be full. If you're struggling with joy, that your joy might be full. Romans 8 and chapter 6. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. We wonder how we could have peace. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That is something that the world does not understand, because the world is carnally minded. You see, the peace that they see is only temporary, but the peace that's in here is forever. That there would be life and peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Back to Samson, and I will do my best to wind down. Samson says in verse 28, Samson has been made fun of, they're making sport of him, and a young man had him by the hand, and he said, lead me to the pillars where this place stands on. You see, Samson messed up. Samson told what his strength was. Samson gave away his strength. Samson, if we look back, we can look and say that he done it to himself. How many times have we looked back at people and said, well, they deserve it. They did it to themselves. Now look, I'm world's worst at it. So, well, that's what they get. All right. Well, look at Samson. He give away his strength. He finally give in. In 28, it says, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once venge of the Philistines from my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, of the other with the left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord's and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which slew in his life. If we look at Samson, we can say Samson 100% give his strength when he told them. If you feel like you're unworthy, if you feel like I'm the cause of my own problems, I'm the reason I'm struggling, I'm the reason I'm facing these situations and these trials that I'm going through, and God will never hear me because I'm the reason. Remember, he heard Samson. He gives Samson his strength back one more time. The devil will tell you you're not worthy enough. The devil will tell you that you'll never be good enough. The devil will tell you that what you're facing you deserve. The devil will tell you that what you're facing, you're just going to have to deal with it. Because God's left you, he's forgot about you, and you're just going to have to sit and have your little pity party. But tonight I'm here to tell you that God has not called you to live a defeated life. I had a friend, this daughter was going through cancer, and she was going through her treatments. And I talked to him one day and I said, have you called to see what the doctors said? Because she had went through the cancer and got good reports and stuff. And he was waiting on the last report. And he said, man, I'm scared to call. And I don't know why. It was God is all it was. But that's what came to me that day. I said, hey, if you call the doctors defeated, you're going to be defeated. I said, don't call them with a defeated spirit. Don't call them with a defeated heart. Don't call them with a defeated mind. But call them knowing that you are victorious. And I knew he was victorious because this church had been praying for his little girl. This church had been praying for that family. Our kids in kids' church had made cards for him, and our kids in kids' church would ask every week about her, and they would be praying for her. So I knew God heard the prayers. I knew that it wasn't going to be a defeated phone call. And he called me, and he was like, man, you ain't going to believe it. I was like, but I will believe it. Why? Because I know God heard our prayer. God heard our cry. Tonight, if I leave anything with you, I had the title of this tonight. I don't remember what I titled it. Where did it all go? But I want to tell you tonight that if you feel like it's gone, if you feel like you've lost your joy, your peace, your happiness, and your love, it ain't gone nowhere. It's just a trick of the devil. God does not want you to live a defeated life. God does not want you to live a life where you just feel like you barely got to get by. God wants the best for you. God wants the best for each and every one of us in here. He's got a divine purpose and a calling for our lives. And like I said, it don't matter what your past was like. It don't matter what you think of yourself, because we are all children of the King. And he wants to give us what he's got. If you would all please stand with me. If you'll bow your head and close your eyes. If you feel like you've been defeated, if you feel like the devil has tried to beat you down and tear you down and wear you down, know that there are people in this church that will pray with you. Because I don't want you to leave this place tonight being defeated. I want you to leave here victorious. And I want each and every one of us to leave here tonight knowing that we are going to stand firm on God's word. We're going to stand firm on His promises. We're going to stand firm that we are made to be victorious. That we are made to be victorious over every trial we face. The devil's a liar. He'll trick you. He'll do everything he can to try to get you down on yourself, to try to get you say that you're not worthy, you're not good enough. But I'm here to tell you, we are children of the King. Dear Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your many blessings in our lives. I thank you for the joy we have in you. I thank you for peace, for strength and comfort. I pray that you would bless each and every soul that's here, God. I pray that you would encourage them. Let them know that we are not meant to live a defeated life, but we are victorious through you, Lord. Thank you for being victorious, God. Thank you for overcoming death, hell, and the grave. Pray that you'd be with every soul that's here, Lord. Strengthen and encourage them, God. Bless and be with them. Help us to put you first in all that we do, Lord, and just help us to live victorious lives. We praise you and we love and we thank you, Lord. Brother Eddie, we'll turn it over.
Praise the Lord. Can you give the Lord praise in the house? Amen. Thank God. We don't need to be defeated. Amen. Because the Bible says greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we need to live a victorious life. Amen. And it don't take much faith when everything's going good. Amen. But we need a lot of faith when things are not going our way. You know, I love the story of Samson. And I saw the scripture there. It said, howbeit the hair on his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Philistines only removed what they could see. They could not get the root. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They may take what they can see, but they can't get the root because the root is that spirit that is within us. Thank you, Brother Tony, for a wonderful message. Did you know that tonight? Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. I want to thank you again for today. Today has been great. We're so appreciative for everything that's been done or said. All the cards, the gifts, the thoughts, and everything was just immaculate, and we appreciate that so much. May God bless you, keep you through this week, and enjoy it. Hope to see you again Wednesday night. Amen. Let's just bow our heads, and we'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for the message that we've heard tonight. God, and for the man of God who stood, Lord, and brought us this very needful message. And Father, help us depend on your strength. Help us, Lord, to understand that we know that we have the joy. And we're not defeated, but we are victorious. And we're more than conquerors through you, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to reach out to those who are in need tonight, those who may be sick or afflicted. Father, we ask for your healing power to touch them. Those who are lost and undone, Father, we ask that you'd have mercy upon their soul. Convict them and prick their heart and bring them to an altar of repentance. Go with us now, Lord, to keep us safe from all harm and danger. We'll be looking to you to give you all the praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Praise the Lord.